feel everyone stopping whatever it was they were doing, all looking at the front of his pants, where Dean was pointing.
Boy's right, lover. Buttoned up crooked and one of them's not done up at all. I'm surprised you didn't feel a draft.
Ah, stoop. Must have happened when I went for a piss on the way back from the attic.
Up the stairs on the top floor? They took you there? What was it like? What did you see? Oh, dark night, sorry.
Looks like they got some of that grease you mentioned on the front of your pants, Ryan.
Yeah, I can just feel it with my fingernail. What have you all been doing today, while I was out of it? It took some time to tell him everything, culminating in Doc and Mildred's theory. Vampires. Christy patted him on the leg.
Nobody tried to suck your blood, did they, lover? I mean, like that Mary Cornelius didn't try to suck your blood?
No. No, she didn't, Christy.
Good. Glad to hear it, lover. So what do you think of the theory?
I reckon it's possible. Like Mildred says, they aren't old, ghostly vampires. I don't believe they ever existed. Ryan heard someone walk across the room and tug back the draperies. From the lightness of the steps, it had to be Jack. But there was a shaft of brightness that Ryan saw. Really saw. This time, there was no mistake about it. But he still kept quiet. They sat around the bed, wondering what they should do. There was a general acceptance that the family wasn't a force for good, therefore it made sense to get away from their house as soon as possible.
At dawn.
Agreed. Watch yourselves at supper and keep close. No wandering. I'm not sure that the family is completely finished with us yet. Not by a long country mile. Everyone else went back downstairs, leaving Christy and Ryan with some time alone.
Did you fuck her, lover?
A part of the cement that held Ryan and Christy together was honesty. However unpalatable the truth might be, and however much it might harm their relationship, it never occurred to Ryan that, faced with a direct question, he should lie. She fucked me.
While you were drugged and tied hand and foot to the bed? Was that it, Ryan?
It was just like that.
Sure it was, and I just bet you hated every moment of it, didn't you?
Again, there was the temptation to shift sideways and sort of skirt around the truth.
I hated the way they made me do it. I hate any time that anyone makes me do anything beyond my control.
But you didn't actually hate it when it was going on. Is that what you're saying?
Not really.
Not really? Oh no, Christy, I hate being fucked. In fact, it didn't work because I never even got an erection. You get a hard-on, lover?
Ryan turned on his side, away from her. But she grabbed at his arm and tugged him back.
Don't you fucking do that to me, Ryan! Not ever!
I'm sorry I told you. They drugged me. There were three of them there. At least three. Thomas and Elric, as well as the woman. They've got strength that... And I was blind. Christy, I swear, I couldn't have stopped them. It was as close to rape as it can get for a man.
All of a sudden, my heart bleeds. What happened to the blaster?
He sat up, staring blankly at where he thought she was, wondering with a small part of his mind whether he was imagining seeing a spark of sunlight burning off her bright red hair.
The blaster never left my holster. You can't imagine what it was like for me. For someone like me. If you'd been tied down and forced to have sex, I wouldn't behave like you are. Blaming me, hating me, hurting me even more than I already am.
Christy stood up from the bed and walked across the room.
You think running away will change anything? Because it fucking won't!
I wasn't running away, Ryan.
Well, I guess that's something. So, where were you going?
To look out the window. Sort of gather my thoughts together. Work out just how I was going to tell you that I was sorry for behaving like I did.
Christy.
He stretched out his hand.
What is it, lover?
Just wondering.
What about?
She moved back and sat again on the edge of the bed. Her fingers clasped his hand.
Wondering how you would feel about climbing into bed for a while.
I feel like that's the best offer I've had for... Well, the best offer today.
They made love three times before a gentle knock on the bolted door told them that supper was ready. When Christy led Ryan down the long sweep of stairs to the dining hall, through the large vaulted doors, he felt her start with surprise.
All here. Thomas, Mary, and Elric. And another one. Older. Looks real sick.
Norman was at their elbow, smelling of patchouli oil. He nudged Ryan in the ribs from the other side.
Honored you should be. It's the first time I've seen Melmoth Cornelius down here for meal in, oh Lord, it must be 30 or 40 years.
Melmoth? Melmoth was the wanderer, was he not? Are you too a wanderer, sir?
I have not been more than 50 miles from this place all my life, Dr. Tanner. It is you who should be called the wanderer, and not I.
How so?
The room was brimming with the flavor of the tomb, a scent of the solitary damp of the graveyard.
How so? We had access to all manner of data, and your name featured among it, Dr. Tanner.
What data? You mean on disk up in the redoubt? What sort of stuff and nonsense would they have about me?
Born in Vermont in 1868 on the feast day of St. Valentine. Norman, that old lamp third lawn is in need of trimming. You should know by now how our eyes are affected by any kind of... Where was I, Doctor?
You just told me my birthday, but I knew that anyway. Anything I don't know?
Do you know the circumstances of your wife Emily's death? Or what happened to Rachel and Bonnie Little Julian? I suspect you do not.
Doc turned white and staggered a few steps, steadying himself on the high carved back of one of the dining chairs. Mildred began to move toward him, but he made a swift recovery.
You suspect correctly, Master Melmoth. It was information that I tried for many a long day to drag from the files of the Whitecoats, but they had sealed it and locked it away with great cunning. You have this information?
Yes. I can tell you that your son and daughter both died in the same year that you were trawled.
And Emily?
Mildred looked from Doc to Melmoth, seeing the cavernous cheeks and the palsied hands, the ruby eyes set in caverns of wind-washed bone, and a trickle of what could only be blood dangling bright at the corner of his trembling lips.
It was gone from the files, Dr. Tanner.
You bastard. Raising my hopes and then plunging them into an even deeper abyss.
No, that was not my intention. There was a massive comp failure in Redoubt 47, our birthplace, as it were, during the long winters. We realized too late, or we could have recalled information from it. Your tragedy, Dr. Tanner, is that you can remember virtually nothing. Ours is that we remember virtually everything.
And you can't remember what happened to my family? Forgive me, but I find that difficult to believe.
Ryan was sitting down, listening to the argument, trying to work out some puzzling arithmetic. The long winters that Melmoth mentioned had been around 80 years ago, and he was talking about it as if he and the others had been alive and active at that time. From everything that Ryan knew about the family, it obviously wasn't possible.
You know about the totality concept?
Of course, but we were only a small part of it, as were Cerberus and Kronos. My brothers and sisters and I were formed as a result of what was known to the government Whitecoats as the Genesis Project.
I heard about it. Casual words dropped when they should have been caught. Genesis, gene manipulation, some kind of triple secret genetic engineering.
The books.
Everyone turned to look at Mildred. Ryan squinted, becoming increasingly certain that the tiny spots of light he could see in his injured eye were really there, and related to the number of dimmed oil lamps he could smell around the galleried room. He tried to concentrate on them, but they wriggled sideways like mercury under a thumb.
You found our private library of scientific and mystical works, Dr. Wyatt. We knew that you'd been there. We saw your aura, which you left behind. There's nothing hidden from us here.
Ryan caught another glint as he stared toward the woman, and he remembered that Christy had mentioned a polished silver ring in the shape of a skull worn on her hand.
So if you're all so bastard powerful, why did you want us here? And why did you have to use me the way you did?
I think I know, lover.
I said she had the seeing power and would put us to the risk. I said she should have been terminated.
Quiet, brother.
We all thought you were some kind of vampires. Seemed triple stoop, fantasy world. But it wasn't stoop, was it?
No, it wasn't.
We thought you particularly, Christy, would make that deduction. It was unfortunate that Johannes found we left no